Fandom Podcast Network, you say? Well, what a marvellous thing. This is Lyman Curlow here with Blood of Kings on the Fandom Podcast Network.
Welcome, Highlander fans, to Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast here on the Fandom Podcast Network. On this show, we cover everything from the Highlander universe. And on this episode, we're discussing breaking news about the future of the Highlander universe. I'm Kevin, one of your Blood of Kings Highlander podcast hosts. Please welcome my co-host, Lee. How are you?
I am feeling really good. I like hearing that there is official movement forward on the Highlander film.
About time. Yeah. Yes. And it's big news. But before we get into that, we have a special guest. We have my Fandom Podcast Network co-founder and friend, Mr. Kyle Wagner. How are you?
Well, let's talk about, most importantly, the guy who actually makes you guys sound good. And I just wanted to reference this from the last episode, last thing you guys did with the whole Highlander Department thing. Me and Kyle from Highlander Rewatch, have you ever seen us both in the same place at the same time?
No, but I know what you guys look like, so.
there could only be one Kyle.
That's true. Only one Kyle. Well, Kyle, thank you for joining us for this reaction show. This is the Henry Cavill Highlander reboot casting reaction. And as you had alluded to, Lee, the last news that we got was that Chad Stahelski, you know, the director and, you know, one of the creators there of the John Wick series, was appointed the director for the new Highlander reboot at the time, whatever that was going to be. Mm-hmm. And we've been sitting on this for, feels like 4 or 5 years now, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely, well, I think it's been since just before 3 came out. So about 3 years.
Not Highlander 3, John Wick 3.
No, John Wick 3, yeah.
Okay. We had to clarify that.
I don't think Kyle, really doing any movies around Highlander 3.
Yeah. So, Kyle, you and I have been doing this Fandom Podcast Network since early 2016. This has always been, obviously, big news when we would do Culture Clash. This was huge.
This is huge, but this is interesting, too, because what everybody's talking about with this is he's cast, and I love how people are jumping to assumptions about what he's cast as, because nothing's been confirmed as far as that
goes. Well, let's talk about that. He has not confirmed that he is playing Connor McLeod. We don't know if Connor McLeod is going to jump into this series and it's going to be about him, but he has alluded to diving into Scottish culture. And there's an Instagram picture of a couple of books. One called "So You're Going to Wear a Kilt? All You Want to Know About the Tartan Dress." Another one is "Those Bloody Kilts, the Highlander Soldier in the Great War." And it looks like he's got a Highlander knife or some type of Scottish knife.
That's
and
called a Scandu, a black knife.
A black knife Scandu. And what would you say that bottle is, Lee?
That would be the Water of Life, Whiskey Ba, otherwise known as whiskey.
Okay, Kyle?
I'm just wondering because I sure they're not bringing in Norman Lauda can give him advice on kilt wearing, because I don't think Norman has worn anything but a kilt since he moved to Florida.
Okay, I got to ask you, Lee. Norman is not the only Blood of Kings co-host that has worn a kilt in Scotland. Have you?
I have not worn a kilt in Scotland, but I have worn a kilt in a movie wherein I had a sword fight. So
okay, that qualifies you. There you go.
That was a movie called The Crush Cacade. I was quite lovely. I actually had 2 sword fights in that.
Okay, he can also speak the best Scottish accent out of this team as well, Kyle.
Yeah. And the other thing is nobody's really said Lee has really cute knees. So
and excuse me, Aaron refers to that as knee porn. Let's get it straight here, okay?
Now, 2 things I want to say about Norm. First off, it's Norman C. Lau of the Clan C. Lau.
Okay.
Second, if it has sequins, it's not a kilt.
Nice. Okay, okay. So this all stems from the Deadline.com story. Henry Cavill to star in Lionsgate's Highlander reboot from Chad Stahelski. Now, I want to say that there was a report that came out of one of those, you know, one of those we got this covered.
Yeah,
one
Screen of those
clickbait,
Rant.
Yeah. Clickbait Screen Rant. I think it might have been Screen Rant. I can't remember. They had mentioned that Henry Cavill signed on for 3 films. We don't know that for sure. We can only say that he has been confirmed to have been cast in Highlander. That is safe to say. However, we don't know for how many films, and we don't know for which character. The Deadline.com says, exclusive, in the world of Highlander films, there can be only one, and Henry Cavill has his eyes on the title. Sources tell Deadline that the Man of Steel star is in talks for one of the lead roles in Lionsgate's reboot of Highlander with John Wick director Chad Stahelski helming. Kerry Williamson penned the script, Neil H. Morich and Josh Davis are producing the project. Amanda Lewis, Patrick Washberger, and Gregory Wyden, the original Highlander storyteller, will executive produce. Peter Davis, the original producer of the film, was also on board to produce before his death this past February. The original 1986 Highlander pick starred Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery and Clancy Brown as immortals being hunted down one another and collecting more power. The film, with its "there can be only one" catchphrase, spawned 4 sequels and 3 television series, including a popular USA series starring Adrian Paul. The plot of the latest take is unknown. Whether Cavill will be playing a brand new character to the universe or a character from previous projects. The reboot has been gestating for a while with everyone from Ryan Reynolds to Justin Lin involved in some point. But sources say these latest pieces coming together put the film into position to get into production. For Cavill, it gives him yet another franchise with a large fan base after starring roles in major tentpoles like Man of Steel, Mission Impossible Fallout. He is currently filming the second season of Netflix's The Witcher, following its record-breaking first season. He also is set to return as Sherlock Holmes in the sequel to Netflix's Enola Holmes, with Millie Bobby Brown returning to the title role. Okay, so we have confirmed that he is participating. We have confirmed that Henry himself is participating. I have seen The Witcher. Kyle, you have seen The Witcher, right?
I have seen The Witcher, but I never actually finished season 1 of The Witcher because I had a hard time getting into it.
I remember that.
But there's violence and nudity.
I thought the story moved a little slow, but it's something that I am planning to, over the summer before season 2 comes out, give another shot to, because I had a lot of people tell me, try it again, get through episode 4, and then it really picks up on it. And I do like Henry Cavill. I'm of the camp that if we would have seen the Henry Cavill that we saw in the Snyder Cut, mm-hmm. and he would still be Superman.
Lee, you've seen The Witcher, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Reason why I bring this up, there's been some fan art of Cavill as The Witcher, and they throw in like a slap on a Highlander logo. Henry has some sword ability for obvious reasons. What do you think?
I like the art. I didn't actually like the fights that much in The Witcher. They used all the cheap tricks. Basically, if you watch a movie and you see the main character using a reverse grip, that either means that he is not safe enough with a sword or the fight choreographer wasn't on set long enough.
Interesting. This is coming from a fight choreographer yourself and yeah. stuntman and martial artist. You pick up on these little things.
Yeah.
I did not pick up on it. I thought it was awesome. Kyle?
I did not pick up on it, but Lee, I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you've, and it might have been a while, refresh everybody why the reverse grip is such a bad thing and what exactly it is.
It takes longer to get anywhere because if I'm holding a sword in reverse grip in my right hand, that means that the pommel is towards my thumb rather than away from my hand, and the blade is going along the edge of my arm. So just the physics of it makes the swing longer and easier to see. Now, from a safety standpoint, As a fight choreographer, I'll use that from time to time. The cool factor, you know, goes back to the 80s when people started doing that. It just looks, oh, that's different. And it kind of tricks the audience into thinking, well, that's something I haven't seen. This is really cool. But from like a technical standpoint, it just doesn't work with a sword. It works with a knife in certain ways, but it's not a good sword fighting technique. But you can twirl it and you have limited things that you can do. And that extra time it takes to swing gives your fight partner, whether it's another stuntman or another actor, time to react if you're off. And if somebody is unreliable with their swings, a lot of times you'll have them do reverse grip with their sword.
Okay.
And also the big fight scene they had was against 12 people. And unless somebody's actually a stuntman, you really don't want to do something like that in one long take, unless you're doing something to mitigate all of the stuff. So I want to see a good sword fight from him. But you got Chad Stahelski, who's done a lot of really great stuff. He made judo interesting in John Wick. Judo is not interesting, and I studied it.
Okay, so let's get into Henry Cavill himself and how we feel about this casting. I would kind of want to see where you guys stand on that. First of all, you guys should know that he was, he's not American. he was born in on an island off of England, I guess, close to, France, I guess. I'm trying to figure out. It says on IMDb that he was born in Balawick of Jersey, a British Crown dependency in the Channel Islands. So that's right off of the French mainland, if I remember correctly. Is that right? Do you know?
Yeah, it's in between. And actually, Victor Hugo spent a lot of time there back in the 1800s. I think his daughter died there on a barge. She fell off a boat there.
Interesting. So he obviously, I think he could pull off a Scottish accent if this is the case. Mm-hmm. He has some work with, doing sword play. Good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
What say you, Lee, on Henry Cavill as, let's just say he is doing a version of Connor. How do you feel about that?
I feel fine about it. And as much as I loved Christoph Lambert as Connor, you never really get a sense of him as a warrior. You get a sense of him as a duelist later on, but like he walks into that first fight and he's just kind of like, hey, who wants to fight? Like he does not look like somebody raised as a warrior, raised as.
And we both feel that throughout the Highlander universe, he's never sought out war.
Yeah.
He's always just had to fight when he had to.
Yeah.
But
like for that opening scene, you know, this year of our Lord 1537, bring victory to Clan MacLeod. You know, like if you're sending warriors off to battle, you know, they will be warriors. They will be stronger men. They will be more, more like Cavill and less like Lambert in real life. Like a normal character, you know, if he had been anything other than a actual warrior, somebody like Christoph Lambert works. And I like the idea of Henry Cavill. I think that I think we're going to be surprised by how much he can portray.
Okay.
I think that was the thing that surprised me most actually in Batman versus Superman was how good a Clark Kent he was.
Yeah, no, he was good there. And I also loved him in Man from U.N.C.L.E. and also Mission Impossible. Perfect
Napoleon Solo.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Kyle, I want to get your thoughts on him, but I want to read what Henry Cavill said on his official Instagram. It says, very exciting news today. I've been a fan of Highlander since I was a lad, from the movies in all of their 80s, Queen slathered glory to the TV show with an actor who looked remarkably like one of my brothers. Being not shy with swords and having a director as talented as Chad Stahelski at the helm, this is an opportunity like no other. Deep diving into franchise storytelling with all the tools at our disposal is going to make this an adventure, and I hopefully all of you shall never forget. So there you go. Kyle, thoughts?
First of all, I am a fan of Henry Cavill, but I also say this. I don't think he's had his full-on star-making turn yet. I think he's come close several times. You mentioned Man from U.N.C.L.E. I thought he was great as Napoleon Solo. That movie just didn't do well enough to warrant a franchise. I don't think he ever got a fair shot as Superman. I think he had, you only really started seeing his really good full package of Superman towards the end of Justice League. I think there was an improvement in Batman versus Superman, especially on the Clark Kent side, but I don't think his Superman we really got to see until we saw little snippets of Justice League, and then when the Snyder Cut came out, seeing his arc in Justice League fully fleshed out really showed that. But I actually really like him. I would want to see him more too in as Sherlock Holmes from the Enola Gay series, because he was phenomenal in that as Sherlock Holmes. He had a certain charisma as Sherlock Holmes in that film that I really like. So I hope he gets a chance to play on that more. As I stated my thoughts on The Witcher, I really liked his casting. I'm not 100% sold about Kim as Connor McCloud yet, but I'm open to the idea. I think part of it is too, a lot of this really depends. Are they doing a traditional reboot of Highlander, or are they telling a different story with Highlander? And I think that has a lot to do with what's going to happen with Henry Cavill here.
When are they doing Greg Whitten's script the original way? Or is it going to be more of what was eventually put to screen?
That's really interesting that you brought that up, Lee, because we talked about that when we did the Blood of Kings episode earlier about, we touch, The Duelist, did we touch on that? I think about Whedon's original script and how it did change quite a bit. And with him being one of the executive producers, I have a feeling they're not going to do like a full on, like shot for shot reboot of Highlander. I don't think that's going to happen. I think for them to stand out and to maybe bring in other aspects that we have not seen on, or it's only been touched on, I think they're going to do something completely different. Maybe some of the names will be the same. And I think they should do that. I don't want to see the exact same movie. I want to see something new brought to the screen. And with Henry Cavill, I'm a huge fan of his. And Kyle, I think you're right. We really haven't seen him have his own franchise, because Superman, obviously, there was some flack from his first film. He wasn't this kind of happy, positive one that we would get from, you know, previous incarnations of Superman. It was darker and moodier and stuff like that. But maybe this is it, Kyle.
So I have a thought process on this, and I know you guys have talked about the original script and things like that. If part of this, again, if we don't know if it's a 3-movie deal or not, I would love this to see this be a 3-movie deal. In this aspect, because I would love it to see the trilogy either culminating in the second movie with winning the prize, and maybe the third film being the aftermath of winning the prize, or 3 movies that lead into the final thing of the prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think, again, this comes back to what we have confirmed and what we don't have confirmed, because I really want Henry Cavill to get the chance to, if he is going to be Connor McCloud and not another character, to have the chance to really get into this character completely. And I don't think one film is necessarily going to do that, especially with the Highlander mythos.
I just had a thought. They haven't officially said what character he's playing. I think he would be great as the original version of Kurgan.
That actually was my thought initially.
Because even like Clancy talks about the way he wanted to play him, you know, kind of a sociopath in a bowler hat. Like, imagine him playing a bad guy. And just being evil, I think that would be amazing.
We've seen him play a little bit of the bad guy in the Mission Impossible film.
True, but yeah. I'd like to see a bad guy with stakes, because there's no, you know, I mean, he's fighting Tom Cruise. Of course, Tom Cruise is going to win because it's in his contract. I want to see somebody terrifying.
That's a good point. Seeing him as someone other than Connor, but you know, when it comes to, you know, if you're calling this Highlander, obviously it has to take place in Scotland, and also, you know, be someone who is part of the Highlands. So that's another question. I hope that they return to Scotland and film there, maybe find some other great locations. Eileen Doon Castle, of course, from the famous first film, and seen a little bit in Highlander 3, and, you know, obviously such, but I would like to see, maybe we could bring in some other castles or something like that. That might be kind of cool, but still keep that McCloud name. Kyle,
just a thought process here. And we don't know, because getting information on this Highlander remake, reboot, whatever it's going to be, has been kind of like getting information on season 3 of the Orville. You have to pry it out with a crowbar. My question is this to you guys though, is that could this be that they've got a lot more in development than they than we realize? And because they want to do this traveling and not filming, and with COVID, now that COVID is finally starting to let up, it's going to free them up to be able to do the traveling they need to do. And we're going to really start to see the ball rolling now on a lot of Highlander news over the next few months.
Love to see it.
This is my biggest thing. I hope so. I really, really hope so. They, you know, if you're going to kind of really reboot the Highlander story and make it your own and not do a shot for shot thing of the original Highlander, you still got to keep your roots in certain things. And that one of those things is returning to Scotland and, you know, and filming there. And then of course the flashbacks and stuff like that. So I know Lee.
I agree. And as you were saying that, it occurs to me there now really is no reason to go back to New York. You can make this a pretty much entirely European setting and still have absolutely fantastic setting. I mean, think about the Jason Bourne movies.
Yeah.
The first two never made it back to the US. You know, you're able to kind of do that, and it'd save a whole lot of money on production. And you could make use of like a lot of stuff. You could do throwbacks to locations that we've already been to in other films. But I think the most important thing is if they're making three movies, that means that they have a plan and it's not going to end at the end of the first one and you have to come up with some stupid reason why it happens
again. Yeah. The one thing I'm pretty sure they're going to do is not paint themselves into a corner. So that's one of the most important things regarding this. And one of the things that has been, you know, problematic with our previous sequels to Highlander. Well, before we wrap this up, guys, I do want to introduce the Immortal Buzz segment, because there was someone on Bloody Kings that listed what he would like to see from this. And so let's listen to a fan from Bloody Kings in the Immortal Buzz. I want to give a shout out to Noah Magana. I had posted several of these stories regarding this reboot, and he did his own post, and he says, here is my vision for the reboot. And I thought it was pretty cool, so I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. 1, have it set before the gathering so there could be more sequels. 2, flashbacks must be included to show not only Connor's past, but Ramirez's and Kurgan's. 3, must include Queen. 4, it can be set in the present, but it would be interesting if it was set in the past. 5, no post-apocalyptic setting. Why do the writers think Highlander is post-apocalyptic future? It's not necessary. 6, explain the origin of immortals, but only vaguely so that the mystery isn't totally gone. 7, I love this idea, have a post-credit scene introducing the Watchers. I'm assuming he means at the end of the first film. And he says, what do you guys think? Now, I want to comment on one thing. When he says 3 include Queen, I am perfectly fine with the producers and the director approaching Queen and Adam Lambert and maybe re-recording some of these classic songs, but maybe even recording something new, because I have seen Adam Lambert with Queen, Brian May, and John Taylor on drums live, and it's amazing. There's no copying, when it comes to Adam Lambert. He does his own thing on it, and it sounds good. I just want to throw my flag there regarding Queen. But Kyle, what do you think of these Noah's points here?
I love the idea that if it is going to be a trilogy, have kind of a stinger introducing the Watchers at the end of the first film. I think that would be a key point going into the remaining films if it's a trilogy. I definitely also would like a little bit of clarity on Immortals, that it doesn't involve Zeist. Mm-hmm. I think that would be interesting. But I also like the fact that they never really have ever dove into that really in Highlander, of where the immortals came from. I like the fact that it's just kind of.
Do you
of
mean
this
referring?
Thing.
Do you mean outside of Highlander 2?
Yeah, outside of Highlander 2.
Gotcha.
The whole Zeist thing. I've always kind of just liked the idea that they're immortal and they just have this. They know this knowledge when they and find out about it. There's just something that's been fun about that mystery. So I don't need it to be completely dove into. I think again, all these ideas, they're great, but I think before we can really flesh out all these ideas, we need to know, are they doing one film? Is he planning a trilogy or a series of films? What's going on? I think once we know that, we can really, it opens the doors to a lot of ideas and speculation.
Before you answer, Lee, the impression that I got from Chad Stahelski was that there was always going to be more than one movie that this was going to happen. There was also the words of possibly running into a TV series or a limited series, maybe, whatever it may be. Lee, what are your thoughts on Noah's list here?
I think it's all really good. You know, definitely the post-apocalyptic setting never really worked for Highlander. You know, oddly, the two best things about Endgame and Source was that they didn't end the story. There's still other immortals left at the end. You can have a great story without the final clash of good and evil. And, you know, then you have to pretend that it restarts all over again. Definitely include Queen. Whatever they do with the soundtrack, they need to do is not tone it down the way that they have with so many things lately. As much as I love the new Mortal Kombat, that soundtrack was weak sauce.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, even like Magnum PI, like the reboot of that, they just made the easy listening version of one of the best theme songs of all time. Like, you know, make it commensurate to the action and adventure. Don't tone it down. Keep that cool. I really like the idea of flashbacks being shown for Connor Ramirez and Kurgan. If they do that, I think quick narrative bites, similar to what they did in like the Old Guard. Honestly, I think they need to use that as their high water mark.
An excellent point, because as Highlander fans, and we did a special on the Old Guard, they really raised the bar when it comes to stories with immortality.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, there's great stuff that can be done here. And don't think that you have to remake the plot of Highlander. Yeah. You know, there's a setting and there is a world that you can make, and you can take bits and pieces. And I mean, look at the series. Absolutely brilliant. Even the bad episodes had something great to go for them, and they helped to build a bigger world.
I'm glad you touched on the flashbacks that should include Ramirez and the Kurgan. If there isn't a Ramirez or if there isn't a Kurgan, if there is a mentor or a villain, let's get that flushed out, especially if we have more than one project to do so. My biggest question, though, was if it is going to be set in current day time, how are they going to deal with the technology? And I hope if that's the case that they do address that, unless they just go ahead and set it, you know, current day in the 80s where you don't have to worry about that. But that's something because that was something that was touched on in the Old Guard. And so it touched on the whole technology and how tough it is to disappear with technology. And so if they're going to do that, I hope they do that. Kyle, do you have another thought?
Well, I just wanted to add into what you were talking about here is I think the biggest mistake they could actually make in this Highlander project is to just do a true remake of the film. I think it would be the worst thing that they could do. And I have faith in Chad that he won't do that. I think he's got some original ideas that he wants to incorporate and make the world a bigger
world. Well, the bigger question is these other writers. We've got Gregory Wyden executive producing. So I'm hoping that he has a take on the writers, because the writer credits are to these other guys who I haven't heard of personally. But I'm hoping with his participation, we're hopefully going to see something like that. Lee, final thoughts here?
I'm excited. I want to see what happens next. I'm reserving judgment, but, you know, until I see a final project, I know there's a lot of speculation and complaining that Connor shouldn't be pretty. But, you know, I think this could be a really great film. I believe in the team that they're putting together. And I love seeing Gregory Wyden back on it.
Kyle?
I'm excited. I'm hoping that, like I said, now that the gates have kind of opened a little bit and now we're getting out of COVID, that we start getting a lot more Highlander news. Movies are starting to flow out. I think this is going to free up a lot of stuff with now we're going to John Wick 4 going to be coming out and a lot of things that were kind of being held up. I think we're starting to see the dam break on Hollywood. And I think we're going to start seeing these projects going. And I think this is the time. This really is the time when people are starving for new IP, for IP and for things like this. This is the time to really start pouring out the Highlander news, because I think people will eat it up more than they ever would right now. And I think it's the perfect opportunity to introduce a whole new group of people to this amazing IP.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the coolest things about Highlander is one of the coolest catchphrases that was born from it is that there can be only one. Unfortunately, that also leads to one of my biggest pet peeves is when fans use that catchphrase to say there should be no more sequels. Highlander, the original one, is the only one. There can be only one. And they throw the tent down, or the flag down, and say there should never be another remake. You know what? I'm sorry. Be quiet. Highlander universe is too rich of a universe to not explore again with different interpretations. And Kyle, you made the perfect point that this would be a great introduction for new fans, younger fans, to dive into and go, oh, you mean this isn't the first Highlander? And we go, no, go watch that original one and make up your decision on whether or not you want to watch sequels or not. But that is a great point.
Real quick, I just want to say what ideally would be, I'd love to walk in my local movie theater or flip on my Facebook and see on my Facebook page a poster, and all it says is, there can be only one Highlander.
I just hope that
with a date on it.
Yeah, I just hope that they come to that after a third film or something. But, you know, I almost, there's a part of me that doesn't want them to kind of even write that in, that there can be only one. I want to know that this struggle is going to continue and continue, and there's always going to be that, you know.
Or instead of that, instead of being only one, who wants to live forever?
Yeah.
That works.
That's a good, there you go. Make that the new one. Who wants to live forever? I like that. Well said. Before we wrap this up though, I just want to remind you guys again, please, if you're listening to this and you're not part of our Blood of Kings Highlander fandom group on Facebook, please join us there. We'll let you in there. Also, the Blood of Kings podcast falls on our master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. That's where we are at the Fandom Podcast Network. We have a lot of other awesome shows on the network. My name is Kevin. I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at Spartan_Phoenix. Lee, where can we find you?
Waiting for you on the roof of the Silver Cup building with your girlfriend. Also, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Way of the Way.
Well said. Challenge accepted.
Sorry, Aaron.
Oh, she'll take you out, bro. Blood of Kings can also be found on Twitter and Instagram. I forgot to mention, and email us at bloodofkingspodcast@gmail.com. Kyle, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at AKyleW or on Instagram at AKyleFandom, or of course, trying to make these guys sound good and a lot of other things on the Fandom Podcast.
Yes, Kyle is our editor. He's the one that makes me sound extra sexy. He has to turn up the sexy when I go with you, Lee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, you definitely need that stepping stool to catch up to your boy here.
Let me put it this way. I have to turn a lot of knobs for Kevin. Lee, I don't touch a thing.
There you go. Keep it that way, bud. I'm Kevin, on behalf of Lee and, of course, my buddy Kyle. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and join us the next time here on the Fandom Podcast Network for another episode of Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast. That sensation you are feeling is the, ooh, the gigglies. We're getting ready for more Highlander. I'm so excited. We are one. We are immortals. Goodbye, everyone.